Welcome back, everyone. Ever stop to think how much you actually read every day? It's not exactly something that's easy to track, is it? Unlike, say, how many steps we take or how many calories we burn. And yet reading well, it's fundamental for learning, for our cognitive skills.
There's a definite connection there. Research shows a strong link between how much someone reads and their vocabulary, their critical thinking abilities, even their overall sense of well-being.
And that leads us to some fascinating research out of Keio University. These researchers, they set out to develop a system that could actually monitor reading habits with the same kind of quantifiable data we see with fitness trackers. Ambitious.
It's a question that's been a bit of a head-scratcher, frankly, because traditional methods using things like electroencephalography or even near-infrared spectroscopy to measure brain activity while someone's reading, not really practical for this sort of research.
Right, those methods, they can be a bit much, can't they? Not exactly conducive to natural reading. So what did these researchers use instead?
They turned to what's called electroculography, or EOG for short. Basically, it involves tracking eye movements to learn about reading patterns.
EOG. How does that work exactly?
It's based on the fact that our eyes generate these tiny electrical signals when they move, and EOG sensors are incredibly sensitive to these changes. By strategically positioning these sensors around the eyes, we can get a very precise picture of eye movement. Now, what's particularly interesting about the approach taken by the Keio University team is that they developed a simplified EOG setup that uses only 4 electrodes.
Only 4.
And here's the really ingenious part. These electrodes are placed on the nose.
The nose. That's unexpected.
It is, isn't it? And this is what makes their approach so innovative. Placing the electrodes on the nose opens up some really exciting possibilities in terms of integrating this technology into something we use every day, eyeglasses. Imagine your eyeglasses could one day track your reading habits.
That's quite remarkable. It sounds like these researchers were incredibly thorough in their study design.
Meticulous, really. They had 6 participants with varied backgrounds, read documents of different lengths on a range of devices, paper, tablets, laptops. They wanted to make sure they were capturing a wide spectrum of reading behaviors.
So we have this streamlined setup, people reading on all sorts of devices. But how does the quantifying aspect actually work? How do we go from tracking eye movements to knowing how many words someone's read?
And that's the truly impressive part of this research. This system goes beyond simply detecting whether or not someone is reading. It actually delves into estimating the number of words being read and with remarkable accuracy.
Remarkable indeed. How did they achieve that level of accuracy?
They developed 3 different algorithms, each more complex than the last. The most accurate one was called the line features SVR count. And it takes into account not just when a reader's eyes move from one line to the next, but also the specific way their eyes move within each line of text. And by analyzing those fine-grained details, they were able to achieve an incredibly low error rate, just 7% when it came to estimating word count.
7%, that's really something, especially when you consider that simply timing how long someone spends reading would be far less accurate in terms of figuring out how many words they've actually processed.
Exactly. This study really highlights the shortcomings of relying solely on time as a measure of reading comprehension or even progress. It challenges our conventional thinking about how we assess reading.
This kind of technology, well, it has the potential to give us insights into our reading habits like never before. It's exciting to think about the possibilities.
It is, isn't it? Imagine a future where this technology is just seamlessly woven into our lives. In education, for example, particularly for students who struggle with reading or have learning disabilities.
It could be like having a personalized reading tutor, offering real-time feedback and adjusting to each individual's needs as they read.
And it doesn't stop there. Think about adults as well. We have fitness trackers that encourage us to be more physically active. Well, this technology could be used to encourage healthier reading habits, leading to lifelong learning and better cognitive health for everyone.
It all sounds incredibly promising. For our listeners who might be eager to try out this technology for themselves, are there any consumer devices out there right now that use a similar approach?
One that comes to mind are the Jun and Smyke smart glasses. They actually use a comparable EOG setup to the one used in the study we've been discussing. Now, they may not be able to estimate word count with the same level of accuracy yet, but they do provide some fascinating data on things like blink rate and even posture. It just goes to show the incredible potential of wearable technology, not just for tracking our physical health, but also for understanding and potentially even enhancing our cognitive functions.
It seems like we're on the verge of a whole new era. One where technology allows us to explore the inner workings of our own minds in ways we never thought possible. What are your thoughts on that?
It's a future brimming with possibilities, no doubt. But as we consider the implications of this technology, we have to ask ourselves some tough questions. As this technology becomes more and more common, how might it actually change the way we think about reading? How might it influence the very act of learning?
It's a good question. Could it lead to a shift where we focus less on the joy of reading or the pursuit of knowledge for its own sake and become more fixated on metrics, on quantifying every aspect of the experience?
That's certainly something to consider. We're constantly striving to measure aspects of our lives that were once considered immeasurable. But in doing so, we have to ask ourselves, how might technology, in its quest to understand us, ultimately change our relationship with ourselves?
It really does make you think. As we delve into these frontiers of knowledge and technology, I suppose it's important to step back and consider the broader implications.
It is. It's a conversation we need to be having.
Well, on that note, thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into, well, quantifying reading.
It was my pleasure. Always fascinating to explore these topics.
Until next time, everyone keep those minds engaged.